Paul had me on the edge of my seat there for a moment when he said that he'd got this lovely song that I'd recommended, but they'd changed the words. And I almost thought he was going to go on and say, and we've changed the music too. Bit like the axe handle. But it was lovely to hear that again. It's a beautiful gospel song from the States from the 19th century, and it will endure forever. It's beautiful. Thank you, Paul, for that thoughtfulness. It's a great privilege to be with Matthew, Peter, and Trish on this day when we celebrate the faith God has given them and with them confirm and affirm the meaning of baptism. Baptism, as you've heard in the readings, is about being washed, being cleansed, being refreshed, being renewed in a way that the world cannot do. It can only happen in the body of Christ. It can only happen in a faith community like this one. It's a gift that can only be given here in places like this. When adults like Matthew, Peter, and Trish are baptized or renew or reaffirm their baptism, you can be sure, absolutely certain, that until the end of their days, they will remember this morning. I was confirmed when I was 14, and I don't remember anything about being 14 without the help of a photo album or a diary, but I remember that. I remember what we're about to do through the laying on of hands. God is saying, you are mine forever. I belong to you. You belong to me. And that is so unique, that is so deep, that is so beautiful. There's nothing else that can compare to it in the world. It transforms your mind. It brings a renewal of your mind. St. Paul said, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And he meant, be baptized. Be reborn with a new mind. Have that mind in you which was in Christ Jesus. And his descent to the cross and his rising again. Have that in your mind. And that will save you and heal you and redeem you in spirit and in truth. Your difficulties won't all disappear. Your challenges won't evaporate. This is not a perfect world. But you will be able to walk through the storm we just sang about and endure and heal and find a strength deep inside that the world cannot give. But even when you doubt or suffer, can never be taken away. It will always be available. It will always revive itself. It will always return. It cannot die. When you think of having that mind in you, which was in Christ Jesus by baptism, as you've heard in the readings, a baptized person goes under the water that they may enter into the death of Jesus in order to rise up with Jesus in resurrection life. And the mind of Jesus is the same, a dying and a rising, a crucifixion and a resurrection, an overcoming of the shadows of the world by a victorious cross and a victorious Savior. I'd like to leave you with just four thoughts that I think the Bible says witness to the mind of Christ in this dying and rising, in this being reborn into the Easter hope, the resurrection truth and life. And they're actually going to be literally, physically revealed to us this morning in this oil. Matthew, Peter, and Trish will be anointed with this oil. It's from a recipe, you may know, at the end of the book of Exodus. And it was used to anoint Messiah. Messiah means to be anointed. It was used to anoint kings and queens. And the Christians, receiving the fullness of the Old Testament teaching in Exodus, began using it to anoint with the sign of the cross Christians as they came out of the water, to show that they were to carry Christ and his cross, that they had been saved by Christ and his cross, that they would walk victoriously in the death-defying love of the cross and the victory of the cross. Have that mind in you, literally. Put that cross in your thinking. Have your mind renewed, which is why the cross is placed here. The renewal of your mind by the cross of Jesus. In Exodus, the recipe is very clear and it's got very special meanings. You get this oil once a year in the Christian community and you use it for all kinds of things, but especially baptism and confirmation. Have that mind in you, which is in Christ Jesus. There are four signs from this oil about the mind of Jesus that even in Exodus, they were looking to a Messiah who would save the world with these truths. The first ingredient in the oil that will go on the heads of Matthew, Peter, and Trish is myrrh in the olive oil. Some liquid myrrh is placed in Exodus chapter 30. And that means you can endure the grave. People are anointed when they die in the Israel tradition with myrrh. And it meant this is not going to be the end in the end. And Jesus' power over the victory over the power of sin and death, they anointed him and he died. A self-giving love which cannot die, which overcomes death. That's what's going into the mind of a Christian. Jesus has overcome the power of sin and death. The second ingredient is cinnamon. You can see it in Exodus 30. And that means, because of its scent, strength, zeal, courage. And you can smell the cinnamon in the oil. It's a strong oil. This is not cosmetic oil. This is not aromatherapy. This has got attitude. And Jesus, as he faced the cross, turned his face towards Jerusalem, had in his mind that the power of God would see him through. And even in that human darkest moment, he was given the mind to say, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." And so do we in our shadows and dark times. A strength which comes to us from the cross. The third ingredient is sugarcane or calamus. It's liquid and you can just, the slight sweet scent in here is from that, from Exodus 30. And that was put in there because when you bruised a sugar cane, it still yielded its scent. In other words, even though you suffer, there is a grace available to you in the pain. the mind of Christ, the transforming thinking of Jesus and his cross and his victory over the power of sin and death, is that you will sometimes suffer, but there is a grace that is available to you to give it a meaning and a purpose and a hope. You say, Lord, use me in my pain. Heal me in my innermost being. If it's your will, heal my body, but there will be healing at one level or another. David Watson, the famous Anglican charismatic teacher, was involved in healing ministries all over the Anglican Communion. There were some dramatic miracles. Then he got cancer. And they interviewed him in his 40s with a terminal prognosis. And they said to him, what do you think of healing now when it looks like you may die? And he said, I have been healed. Healed of some memories. Healed of some relationship issues. Healed of some unresolved things in my heart. And I'm about to embrace the greatest healing of all. A good death in the arms of the Lord, who died for me and suffered for me and carries my cross with me. That's the renewal of the mind that is being signed today as that cross goes on their forehead. And lastly, in this oil, there's an ingredient called cassia scent, which is associated with the presence of God himself. This is holy. This is sacred. This is not human and frail. This is divine. We're handling holy things this morning. If you walk in this faith with this way of thinking, the mind of Christ, transforming the renewal of your mind with a love that is stronger than death, a strength that the world cannot give, a grace even in the face of suffering, and a sense of God walking with you in spirit and in truth, in holiness and righteousness and justice, the presence of God himself. What more do you need to live this life, and to be a transforming agent for this life, in your life, with your life? That's what's happening this morning. A washing away of the old, or renewal into the new, of Christ and his cross, and his victory over the power of sin and death. It's so beautiful.